I know she knows her stuff, but it's still a surprise and a delight to hear her take the conversation and just run with it. Own it, slam dunk it, knock it out of the park. She sports metaphors the shit out of that meeting. Talks rings around all of us, experts included. This site has the bandwidth, but not the views. This one requires a fee. Yes, we could go here and charge up front, but we'd be compromising the ethos of the endeavor. I'm practically glowing, watching this girl who looks all of 14, school, a room full of professional agent men, and I realize, oh, of course, I'm having a Buffy moment. I never saw her coming. I have personal heroes, and Felicia Day is one of them. She's kind and loyal and funny and weird, but that describes a lot of my friends. She's pretty and I want to touch her hair, but that describes, sadly, almost all my friends, including the lads. But Felicia has something few of us do. She's fierce. She's more than a self-made woman. I sometimes think she's not a human woman, that she willed herself into existence before willing the world to make a place for this new, unfathomable creation. Felicia is stronger than I am and stranger than I am, and she double majored in math and violin, which she felt compelled to tell me within 5 minutes of meeting me. I love her for all these things. I love this book because it relates, hilariously and occasionally harrowingly, how she came or brought herself to be this singular, though double majored, creature. It's hard being weird. No, it's hard living in a culture that makes it hard. This book deals with hard. Without rancor, without the ugly flush of one-upmanship. Felicia created a persona of the bewildered waif who somehow manages to manage and occasionally triumph. That persona is a gloss on a similar but more painful reality. Her odd, compelling journey was more difficult than a lot of us who knew her knew, but that's part of her gift. She makes crippling anxiety look easy. Another part of her gift is that she's damn funny. Even if she'd come from the heart of Normcore, her tale would be worth telling and well told. But she was raised in Crazy Town, and the more foreign her territory, the more delightful, and somehow more relatable her tale becomes. Reading this book is like spending an afternoon with Felicia, hearing breathless tales, they're always breathless, Felicia doesn't pause when she talks, of achievement, despair, and dazzling, almost transcendent nerdiness. This is the story of someone who found her place in a corner of the world that literally didn't exist till just before she showed up. Felicia's place is always off the edge of the map where dragons wait, and the story is more than a memoir. It's a quest. If you want to survive, stay close to the redhead. She knows her way.
4. My mom, who is kooky and unique and taught me to be both those things and more. Even though my childhood wasn't normal, she did her best to help me become who I am, and I love her for it. Introduction. Whereby I introduce myself to people who have no idea who the hell I am, but have found themselves in possession of this book. Welcome, stranger! I recently experienced the perfect summary of my career at a Build-A-Bear store inside a suburban mall in Lancaster, California. Okay, sure, a single adult woman in her 30s with no children might not necessarily pick that as the first place to kill an hour of her life. But I'd never been inside one before, and I'd already spent 20 minutes outside like a creepster, watching actual legitimate customers, mostly toddlers, go inside and, like modern-day demigods, craft the companion of their dreams. At a certain point, after eating 2 Auntie Anne's pretzels, I decided to throw off the societal yoke of judgment. Get in there, Felicia! Build yourself a stuffed friend! No one's around to witness your weakness! So I entered, told the saleswoman I was browsing for a nephew, and proceeded to spend 45 minutes trying to decide what design to get. My mom wasn't there, so I could take as long as I wanted, unfortunately. There was a 6-legged octopus that almost took my heart, but after much agonizing, I settled on a stuffed Santa Claus, because it was July and a stuffed old man doll seemed more ironic. The hipster attitude helped me get over the shame that I was buying a stuffed animal for myself. I moved on to the accessories aisle to dress my Santa, and proceeded to have a small panic attack. Because my impulse was to dress him in a flouncy pink tutu, but it was a small town, and I didn't know if it would offend the saleswoman to make Santa